An acronym that's on everyone's mind recently is APS. And joining me today on the next episode of PT Talker is someone who knows a lot about it, someone who's working hard on behalf of the American Physical Therapy Association. I hope you'll stay tuned, and we'll find out who that is, what's going on, and what the time frame is for implementation on the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
I'm back with another episode of PT Talker. My name is Jeff Worrell. We come to you each and every week as a free service to physical therapists out there, and I want to welcome you to this edition of PT Talker. And joining me on the line is Carmen Elliott. She is the Senior Director of the Payment and Practice Management portion of the American Physical Therapy Association. Carmen, welcome to PT Talker.
Thank you, Jeff.
Boy, you are busy now. Let's just get a little bit of background. You are spending, I would say probably based on kind of our discussion, a significant amount of your time working on the APS, which stands for Alternative Payment System. However, breaking news, you just told me that the acronym has changed. Tell us quickly about that.
Sure. Basically, we have changed the name of the model to Physical Therapy Classification and Payment System. PTCPS. We believe that this new title more accurately, more appropriately describes how the physical therapist comes about as far as their clinical judgment and how they classify the patient based upon different levels of their clinical decision making and the severity of the patient. So now it's called PTCPS, Physical Therapy Classification and Payment System.
Okay. And you're on a track for implementation January of 2015. Can you give our listeners kind of an update on how it's going? Are we on track, off track? Just an overall your sense of how the overall project is faring and how physical therapists will fare overall.
Sure. So, yes, I would say that currently we are on track. Currently, our model is going through the American Medical Association PMR, Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Work Group. They are currently vetting our current draft proposal, and this work group comprises various external stakeholders, disciplines, healthcare professions that currently bill from the 97,000 series, so APTA, AOTA, ASHA, a few others who are currently involved in this process. And I would say that currently we are on track. We have not formally submitted a coding proposal to AMA. Usually the track is to actually submit a coding proposal and then a work group is formed. And the work group goes to the CPT editorial panel, and then from there it goes to the Relative Update Value Committee, and they will value the codes. But we were fortunate enough to actually have a work group formed before we actually submitted a formal coding proposal. So we are using this opportunity to be able to refine the model as we currently know it as today. Again, it's still in draft format, but hopefully throughout this PMR work group, we will have the opportunity to see additional refinements to the model.
Now, how big of a deal is this to the American Physical Therapy Association? Give us some sense as to what this means to the profession of physical therapy.
Yeah, so this is really huge. So basically, we're proposing transitioning from the current fee-for-service procedure-based payment system, as we know it today, to a per-session payment system. And I want to be sure that's clearly understood that is the per-session payment system. I think some folks have interchanged the terminology of per diem, but this is actually a per-session payment system. And it's really looking into two concepts here, the severity of the patient's condition at the start of the episode of care, and then the intensity of the services other physical therapists based upon a clinical decision-making other therapists during that particular time of service. So we're looking at 3 levels of evaluation and 9 levels of intervention codes that we anticipate seeing the patient classified based upon the severity level and the intensity level of services.
Okay. And so I'm going to make a big assumption here that you believe that that is logical, fair, makes total sense. Is there anyone or any group that is pushing back against that concept?
Well, there are we're currently in discussions, of course, at the PMR work group level with AOTA, who, as well as APTA, currently looking at a proposal as well. So our proposals are a bit different in the concept. I wouldn't say that it's completely that we're completely different, but there may be some areas and words we can come together on. But basically, we were looking at a proposal that will really demonstrate physical therapy services. And from our experience and from our data collection, we came up with this particular concept, and we believe this is the best way to go for the profession. We really want to move away from procedure-based. The payers, when they receive a claim form from physical therapists, they do not understand what's going on with the patient. We need to be able to provide this information to them. They want to see progression of the patient. They see variances in patient care and the way currently clinical practice is performed by physical therapists. So with this system, we anticipate that the payers will get a better understanding of what's being done with the patient.
Okay. So what would be some of the, what would be some examples of what would be done in the clinic after January 15th, or 2015, January 2015, versus the way it's done now? More documentation, more baseline testing? What just give us kind of a general sense, if you can.
Well, documentation will always be there. There's no escape from documentation. So, again, that tells the payer exactly what's going on and also provide a rationale to the services that are being provided. But what we've seen is that payers, when they receive information or from the claim form, what is the difference between neuromuscular reeducation and therapeutic exercise? What's the difference between therapeutic exercise and therapeutic activities? So with this particular model, this will provide that information that the payer needs to know or get a better understanding how the patient progresses through their episode of care. And if there's no progression, then they will get a better understanding, through this model, of exactly what is going on with the patient. So we have also suggested in our background, our overview of the model, that patient assessment tools, instruments will be used for this particular model, so we're also discussing that as well, and especially with external stakeholders, CMS, MedPAC, the payers really want to see this to get a better understanding on how the patient will progress through this model.
Right. And okay, perfect. So so it sounds like things need to be more objective. Is that a right way to think about this, that after 2015 that there's going to have to be some number applied, or that the payer's going to somehow know that I have improved over my previous treatment?
Yeah, so we're thinking with the patient assessment instrument that will provide an indication of the patient's severity and by the outcome measures to assess the effectiveness and efficiency of the intensity of the services. So, again, we anticipate that a patient assessment instrument will be used with this particular model.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So, and how will therapists who might be listening to this, is there anything they can do to start preparing, or does everything hit in January of 2015?
Very good question. We have provided numerous presentations, whether myself or other APTA staff, as well as our member experts, have provided numerous presentations to members. We have met with different payers. Of course, external stakeholders such as CMS and MedPAC and a few others. And we also have a website on our webpage dedicated to this. So we definitely have the information out there. We try to be as transparent as possible regarding the system because this is going to be huge. It's going to be a huge shift for therapists once this becomes effective in 2015, and we want to be sure that everyone's prepared. So we do our best as far as getting this information out there, and we're actually looking at a communication framework to get this information out there, not only to APTA members, but to non-members as well.
Okay. And do you expect this will be a kind of a paradigm shift in how therapists think, or are they already thinking this way? This is just more a matter of getting the payers tied into what's logical and makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I do believe that any provider and any payer do realize that we cannot continue with the system as is. Currently, there is unsustainable growth rate that's going on in PT services. We're hearing from federal bodies and external stakeholders about high utilization rate for physical therapy services. So we do realize that we can't continue as is. So I do see this being a paradigm shift, but I do believe that physical therapists already think about the intensity of services that they provide to patients, definitely in their clinical decision making. So I perceive this as being a different way of processing information and then translating it on a claim form and through the actual payment system. So, yeah, it will be a huge shift.
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right. And then just real quick, we just have a couple of minutes left. You talked about that you did a lot of research and went out to your membership, talked to members, tried to get input. Just for the inclusiveness, just tell us a little bit about that for someone that maybe was not aware.
Sure. So back in September of 2011, I believe it was, we actually had a group of 30 physical therapists come in, some with payment policy background, and we actually had them classify about 102 clinical vignettes based upon low to high, low, moderate, and high severity intensity levels. So we had them to model the concept for us. We also visited a few clinics and actually had them to do a modeling exercise as well. We walked through a few clinical vignettes with them and had them classify the patient based upon the current model of 3 levels of evaluation and 9 levels of intervention codes. So we have done our due diligence in as far as modeling this exercise. We still perhaps have additional modeling exercises to do, but we have collected enough information to see that PTs are able to appropriately classify at least 80% of the information we were able to pull. 80% of physical therapists were able to appropriately classify the patient in the same severity level. We did see slight variances in the intensity level, and that could be based upon a number of things, but one being the physical therapist, based upon the nature of their practice. Maybe there's some who mostly focus on women's health, for example. So a women's health clinical vignette may be a bit different for that physical therapist versus another PT who specializes in neuro patients. So
sure.
We did see where the intensity level may vary based upon the specialization of the physical therapist.
But overall, you're saying you found that there was consensus, it seemed to make sense to across different perspectives, so to speak.
Yeah, we did see consistency among the physical therapists who went through the modeling exercises, yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, is this like 100% of what you do every day, working on this, on the work group and everything?
Very good question. Yes, I would say that the PTCPS has taken a lot of time and resources, but this is such an important initiative for the association right now. And for the profession. So, I would say that we have spent a lot of time with this, and rightfully so, because, again, this is very important for the profession in the near future.
Yeah, it makes total sense. Best of luck to you, Carmen. We appreciate all you're doing and want to wish you well and seeing it through to January of 2015.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. You've been listening to Carmen Elliott. She is the Senior Director for Payment and Practice Management at the American Physical Therapy Association. She's in Alexandria, Virginia, sounds like, working on the PTCPS noon, night, all day long, mornings, weekends, everything, right? Eat, drinking, and sleeping, it sounds like, for Carmen Elliott. So, again, thank you for taking a minute out of your busy day to tell us about it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, we want to remind everyone also that it is always free to sign up for a subscription to PT Talker, where we bring you some expertise each and every week free at www.pttalker.com, or you can go to iTunes to hear previous episodes of all of our experts who will hopefully help you to be a better physical therapist. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.